Turning Weakness into Strength. Words from Jesus.
But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." 2 Corinthians 12:9. I love each and every one of my children, and I wish to draw them all close to me. I have a plan for each of them, and I wish to mold them into the vessels of my choice. But in order to transform them into such vessels, I allow different things to happen in their lives that help them to realize that they are weak in themselves and to grow in their dependence on me and my strength, grace, and mercy. I work differently in each person's heart, for I know what will draw each one closer to me so that they can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are weak in themselves. Once they know this, then my strength can be made perfect in their weakness. There are many ways that I work in my children's lives to help them to draw close to me, so that my strength can be manifested through them. I love each of you individually, and even the very hairs of your heads are numbered. So all the events that happen in your life are used by me for your good to draw you close to me. I love you, my children, and I know what's best for you. I know the plans I have for you, plans of hope and a future. So allow me to work in your life to continue to transform you and draw you closer to me. Be thankful when you are weak in yourself, for by so doing, my power can rest on you. Growing through trials. So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:7. Everyone has weaknesses and imperfections, which, among other things, teach you humility and dependence. They keep you desperate and close to me. They teach you the power of prayer. They help you to understand others and be able to comfort and help your brethren and the lost of the world. Your weaknesses keep you dependent on me and help you to have compassion on others. Even your weaknesses are meant to bring forth the good fruits of my spirit as you draw closer to me. As you turn to me in quietness and trust, this will be your strength. It doesn't matter whether the test you face is great or small. What's important to me is your willingness to trust and believe and have faith that I am with you and will provide the strength you need to overcome. I understand your heart and what you need to help you to progress and grow spiritually, to help to bring about my will in your life. I understand what your spirit needs, and I know how to nurture it, strengthen it, and cause it to grow. Without spiritual growth through trials and tests, my people grow stagnant and lackadaisical in spirit, unable to keep pace with the movement of my spirit. They become less sensitive to my spirit and the complement and benefits of my discipline in their lives. So count it all joy when you meet trials of various kinds, as the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Sufficient grace. My grace is sufficient for you. This grace is enough to get you through your toughest times. Do you believe this? It's one thing to believe it when circumstances are going your way. It's another thing altogether when you're struggling just to take the next step. Yet this is when my grace is the most precious and glorious, when you know you cannot go another step without it. Then it becomes the shining focus of your life. I invite you to drink deeply from the exceeding riches of my grace, my favor, mercy, and loving kindness. It is a free gift that opens the way for you into eternity. It also provides what you need to live now in this fractured world. So come freely into my presence and pour out your heart to me. I do not always say yes to your petitions, but I do give you what you need. And I always give you myself, my compassionate understanding, my unfailing love. I am in your midst, and I am mighty. Just as the sun is at the center of the solar system, so I am at the center of your entire being, physical, emotional, and spiritual. I, the mighty one who created the universe, live inside you. Let this amazing truth reverberate in your mind and soak into your innermost being. Ponder what it means to have so much power dwelling inside you. One implication is that you don't need to worry about your lack of strength. In fact, my power shows itself most effective in your weakness. Remind yourself frequently that I live inside you and I am mighty. Let your awareness of my indwelling presence drive out discouragement and fill you with great joy. As my life flows into yours, you are strengthened with divine might. Receiving godly instruction. And have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as his children? He said, "My child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't give up when he corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those he loves." Hebrews 12:5-6. Discipline is my personal loving care and compliment for you. Yet it is difficult for my children to receive for various reasons. Many have a misconception about godly correction and instruction, thinking that it indicates some kind of failure on their part. Whom I love, I discipline and instruct. I only instruct you because I wish to see you do better in the future, not as a punishment, and I always correct in perfect love. Correction can be my blessing to you if you remind yourself that it is a compliment, not a punishment. It's given in love because I want to use you more and for you to grow in my likeness. This is a compliment from me to you and a sign that I have faith in you. I trust you to do more, to be more, and to fulfill my will even more fully in your life and the lives of those you touch. I invest my love, my time, my attention, my correction and instruction in those who I believe will bring forth more fruit, who will grow in spirit and become even more useful vessels in my kingdom. My instruction is meant to be a great blessing in your life, to help you to grow, to change, and to allow my spirit to work in your life. So consider it a great compliment that I, the God of the universe, not only hear your prayers, but I work in your life to answer those prayers and address your spiritual needs. I love my children, and the ones that I love, I instruct and guide in love. It's a wonderful opportunity for you to grow if you will receive it in faith and love. I manifest my love to you in so many ways. I shower you with my blessings and gifts of the Spirit through faith, healing, my supply, the love of others in your life, protection, and encouragement. Instruction is another form of my love. It's another blessing and touch of my love in your life. So open your heart to my instruction and let my spirit of love flood in and bring about the wonderful fruits of growth in your life that will bring you my joy and make you a greater blessing to others. Thank you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.